Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning if you're somewhere around the world. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Indeed. It's the Independent Wrestling Podcast. I'm here. My name is Mike. I'm here every week, but I'm also joined every week by my wonderful co-host who I haven't seen for like a week and a half or so now, and it's kind of weird, and I missed him, and I'm so glad that we're back here live on the internet again.
We back.
Righteous Reg. How you doing, man?
In the building, media man, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster. Feels like it's been 500 years since Indeed's happened, but we are back. It's Wednesday. I'm very excited. You went to some cool wrestling this weekend. I'm ready to hear about it.
Yeah, I had a very busy last week of wrestling. I went, had Alpha One on the Sunday, and then, you know, like a bit of a gap in the week, and then actually hopped in our guest's car, and we headed up to C4 Wrestling in Ottawa, Ontario. And you know what? We saw a whole bunch of clips and pictures of him on the intro. He's boogieing in the chair down there. Mm-hmm. He's got those amazing orange shades on, as always. He's also held an absurd amount of tag team and singles gold since 2019 all around the Ontario scene. Tag team partner of friend of the show, Puff. He's also putting on a wrestling show of his own in his hometown of Brantford, Ontario in 9 days.
Sick.
We've got the Brantford Rattlesnake himself, Pretty Ricky Wilde, with us. How are you doing, my good man?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. I was elated at seeing that music video you guys made for me for the opening. That was tremendous. So thank you so much for doing that. Making me feel right at home, making me feel like a superstar. So big times. Very excited to be here in C4. What a ride that was. Michael, how was it for yourself?
I had a great time. I proposed a theory that you could read a lot about a person on whether they wipe their ass with toilet paper only, wet wipes, or both, what order they use them in. I've actually spent more time over the weekend than I care to admit delving further into crafting this theory. I pray that you haven't, but yeah, no, that was a good ass car ride. I had a lot of fun. It was a great wrestling show, of course. Whether you're watching it on the stream or there in the building, C4 is never a bad time. We talk about them plenty on here. We've had Mark here. We've had plenty of regular talent from C4 here. So it was a great trip.
Top spot in Canada. They put on a hell of a show. Never disappoints.
Absolutely. And I thank you for the you know, allowing me to take up a seat in your car and
anytime.
Take a ride to go see some dope wrestling. I saw the Canadian debut of Michael Oku last week.
Oh,
it was so good. It was so great. It was so much fun. He wrestled Kevin Blackwood. They, you know, had an insane match. The whole show.
I was teaching him a couple of things before the match took place. He needed a couple of reversals, so I was giving him some pointers. It was exciting. It was exciting when I saw the match that he was, you know, able to learn so much from me so quickly. So that was it was very good, Michael Oku.
It's like a sponge.
Absolutely. Like a sponge, that kid. Really, he's gonna go places.
Yeah, definitely. But now, you know, we always assume that there's viewers on our show that are seeing our guests for the first time, although not Leashy, because, you know, Leashy says pretty Ricky, always so fun when he's on a show.
Yeah.
What's up?
We always assume that we've got some viewers that are seeing a guest for the first time. Before we get to the matters at hand, because we do have some important things to discuss today. In as many or as few words as you'd like, just give the people the quick origin story of pretty Ricky Wilde.
I started as a professional wrestling fan from the moment I was born. There was a tape of SummerSlam 1991 that's been stuck in my house since well before I was born. My grandmother went to professional wrestling. My mother snuck in the building so that she could see professional wrestling. And now I'm here. I'm just like my family, except I'm a little bit more obsessive. So I went to the University of Toronto for professional or amateur wrestling. My apologies. As soon as I graduated there, I got a scholarship to Battle Arts Academy, which was run by Santino Morella. I moved to Mississauga and I lived for a couple of years, you know, trying to be a pro wrestler under his tutelage, and then I've gone out and about into my own world and put pretty Ricky as many places as I could possibly find myself
up and down the Ontario Highway of Doom, as Sway Archer has kind of dubbed it.
I've been to Texas, to Wyoming, back and forth, crisscross across both continents. Beautiful. I'm very excited about myself.
SummerSlam 91 is also a part of my origin story.
It's a beautiful, beautiful match.
I always think back for a long time, like what got me into it. And for a long time, like Bret Hart was like number one. And I was always like, why? And I was like, oh yeah, the first time I ever saw this guy, he had one of the best matches of all time on this show. Like that, my first experience of seeing him and Mr. Perfect fucking tear it down. And of course, I'm going to be fans for a lifetime off of that. So that's really cool that you have the same kind of story as that.
Well, let me ask you, how were you as a child? You got hooked into the Bret Hart match because it was incredible, obviously. Mm-hmm. Did you also get hooked into the Hulk Hogan Ultimate Warrior versus the Triangle of Terror?
I mean, I don't want to admit it, but yes, I was so hooked in.
Exactly.
Ultimate Warrior was like, when you wrestling as a kid, like he was like what wrestling was, like action figure, video game. Ultimate Warrior is wrestling. It's hard not to get into those people.
It's just interesting that like as a child, you can get hooked by both the incredible wrestling match as well as those enormous characters and that ridiculousness that was the main event and be just as memorable all these years later.
Exactly.
It's really funny too, because like Ultimate Warrior, like although technically he's not the like real like or like he is the origin for me, but he wasn't. It's a weird story. You know, I've told it here before, but I you know, I saw on TV as a 4 year old, like my dad watching, you know, Ultimate Warrior, you know, versus Hulk Hogan in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And then so for me, like all I really remembered, you know, is kind of like the visual of just bright, you know, bright colors and shit, face paint, you know, blonde hair. A couple of years later, I was in a convenience store with my mom and I saw a Surfers thing on a magazine and my brain was like, oh, that's the dude I saw on TV.
That's funny.
And so I fell in love with Surfer Sting and WCW, but it was actually because of like when I went on to see that, you know, when I went on to rewatch WrestleMania 6, like pretty, I you know, you just start renting the VHSs at the video store. So I quickly realized, I was like, oh, that was, I think that was that, but
that was that.
And I'm like, all right, well, like all of it's cool. All
they're
of it's
connected,
cool anyway.
So it's not that crazy. Like they were a tag team together, so there's some things that.
But it's totally
different wrestlers.
It doesn't
but
matter.
Both
anyway.
Completely like, exemplify the early '90s: bright neon, big bulky dudes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I, you know, interestingly, also former tag team partners. So
yeah, totally.
Wild how you know it all connects. It all connects. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know, Ricky, we mentioned it off the beginning of the show. You have a show coming up yourself next Friday. You're wearing the shirt, Brantford Wrestling in Brantford, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
It So let us know. I kind of got a bit of the history of Brantford Wrestling from you, while we were chatting in the car, but, let everyone know how Brantford Wrestling came about. Cause I know there was, some fundraising efforts that kind of led to it last year. And then, this year it's, you're fundraising again. So obviously, let us know about this year's cause.
Well, the honest truth is promoting is a hell of a lot of work, and I have a very small sliver of the responsibility of this project. There's outside donors and minds and a team of people thinking about things. I'm really just the mouthpiece and supposed to get it out to the masses. And I'll tell you, that alone is enough work and kind of exhausting. So if we're not doing something that's going to be doing something for the community, that's going to be giving back, that's going to be, making an impact, then it's really not worth my time. So last year we had a family friend. He went through a very bad car accident and things were not looking great for him. So we put on a fundraiser to kind of, help out with the bills as things were piling up. Well, he was in that kind of uncomfortable time. Thankfully, he's made a tremendous recovery. He was able to be at the show. So awesome. we're all very happy about that. Shout out to Devin. But this year we similarly had a lot of wrestling fans in the city who were looking to put on a show. They were looking to be that same mind brain trust from the year before. But we didn't really have a purpose. So we looked around and we found a local charity run by a guy who's currently in our Brantford Sports Hall of Fame. His name is Ross Enslev, and he's been quite a pillar in the community for the last 40 years in terms of being a coach for various sports around town. And he's organized this this foundation where it helps young kids, students from our city, overcome financial barriers to get involved with organized sports, which I completely hated as a child. But looking back on organized sports are very, very fundamental for young people in that kind of development. So we're trying to get a little bit of support and resource there for any kids who are maybe facing financial barriers and having a hard time getting involved in that way. So that is the intention for the show. And we're very excited to be working with that organization here in Brantford.
Amazing.
Wrestling, so cool.
Wrestling's awesome. But when there's like something bigger than wrestling behind, like, the reason for it happening, it always just like feels extra special.
And, growing up, I don't know about you guys, but my impression, at least from other people, was that professional wrestling was a little sleazy, a little cheesy, and a little slimy. So the idea that I always kind of felt like I needed to hide professional wrestling, that's not really a part of my personality. But the older I've gotten, the more open I've become, the more I've realized that a lot of people find the whole thing pretty entertaining. They find it pretty exciting, and they find it very interesting that I'm involved with it. So the idea that I'm actually able to use professional wrestling to kind of help out, it's a dream come true. I heard the phrase recently, wrestling is not our purpose. Wrestling is our platform. Brantford, the community, that is our purpose. So I'm very happy to be involved with an organization that's working like that.
Was it always when you kind of wanted to get involved with throwing your own show, did you always want it to be attached to a cause or something bigger than just like, I want to have a show because wrestling's cool? Like, I want to have a show because wrestling's cool, but it also has to represent something. Was that always kind of the mission statement?
Yeah, this is the third time now that I've been called on to help promote a show and put things together like this. And, first time we had a local guy who had a terrible loss in his family. His name was Holden Albright. People might remember him. From around the local scene. He's taking a little bit of a break now, but I hear whispers he's coming back. So that's what we've heard. But yeah, we ran a little bit of a fundraiser for him to help out after that loss. And then similarly last year, we had Dropkicks for Devin, where we helped with that recovery. So, the dream has always been for me to be a wrestler, not to be a promoter. So as much as I enjoy this this job and I like getting the word out and talking to you fine folks, if it wasn't for something in the community, some kind of pull like that, you probably wouldn't get me off my couch for this one. Right. So once there's that cause, once I know it's going to be that local and it's going to be helping out kids who, I'm going to be seeing these kids at the grocery store. I'm going to be seeing them around the city. So I'd rather them be a little bit more productive than trying to steal my money. So that is kind of the thought process there. The better we can make this city, the better that I'm gonna live, more or less.
That's amazing. You mentioned it, putting on a wrestling show, it's a lot of work, and we've had we've had a ton of promoters who do this on a monthly basis coming through on Indeed, and they're like,
blows my mind.
They're like, no, don't. They're like,
don't try it.
You always pose the question, we've stopped asking, what advice would you offer any promoters interested? Because they all say, just don't do it. Yeah. So
What C4 does absolutely blows my mind, that it's damn near monthly and that they're getting, you know, 600-700 people in there routinely. It's I would assume it was a college crowd, but they're there all the way through summer. So it's like these are just adults from the local Ottawa community that are coming out in the hundreds. So it's mind blowing to me.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then also, like, you know, you tie fundraising and giving back, fighting back every year. That's in August. That is definitely not a student crowd. And that is a wall-to-wall show for also an amazing cause. And it happens to always be such an, it's got that special, wrestling for something other than, you know, just wrestling. And it always has that extra special feel.
It almost seems like that's even one of the more packed shows, Fighting Back. It seems like more people come out to that one than anyone. It's a tremendous show, tremendous cause, and honestly, just an honor to be allowed to be a part of it. So it's a really great thing.
For sure. In regards to obviously you're not doing this monthly, but you know, this is, you've had a couple goes at this. Has there been anything from the past, the past shows that you've used as learning opportunities, whether good or bad, when putting, when putting this year's together?
Yes, absolutely. So number one thing has been over communication. The biggest problem with every personal professional relationship that I've ever had has been communication. And you can only learn that through kind of reflecting. So the more that you're able to properly assess what people's expectations are and then match those expectations is the easiest thing for everyone to get along. Because, in times past, I've had an exact vision of what I saw things going as, and they've gone as that way. But that's not been reflected in what other people expected or what they were thinking. And just those different expectations lead to those kind of disasters. So I've tried to communicate as openly and as upfront as humanly possible to try and make sure that everything is the same in everyone's mind as much as possible. But it's not easy because it's a big thing with a lot of moving parts. So we're talking to, 40, 50 people on a different daily basis, and they all have a different vision of how their aspect of everything's going to go. It's a lot of multifaceted thing.
40 to 50 people sounds insane. So what's a part of this card? Tell us a little bit about what we could expect on June 7th.
I thank you for so much for asking. Main event, myself. I'm defending the Brantford Wrestling Championship, and I'm defending it against Jeff Black. So we got ourselves a little bit too long of a story. We've been doing this for years, and we got to put a final nail in the coffin. So the idea here is, if Jeff loses, he can never come for my title again. If I lose, I can never wrestle in Brantford again. And we can't just throw these kind of stakes and stipulations on it without raising the bar a little bit. So we're going to be doing this one in a dog collar match, because I want the ability to run around and cause a little destruction, but I don't want this slippery son of a gun to get away from me. So we got each other chained to the neck, and it's going to be a hell of a time for Brantford to come see this fight.
That's the main event.
That's the main event, baby boy. But we also got a big guy fight. We got a Haas fight. We got just two big, juicy dudes coming in to slap the heck out of each other. So Bradford Montague is coming in from PEI. You might recognize him from Canadian television last year. He was all over the Battle of the Generations. And he's going to be going up against Clutch Jesse V, who is the heavyweight champion over at Superkick in downtown Toronto. So these two big behemoths are going to be brawling each other. And we're hopefully not going to have any terrible injuries as these two big beefy men keep slapping and smacking at each other. But we're very excited to see them bounce each other around.
Jesse V is just a phenomenally impressive person to watch.
Unbelievable. Like, unbelievable. I think he labeled himself freak athlete lately, and absolutely, what a freak athlete that guy is. It's unbelievable what I've seen him do.
He's just like a wall of solid muscle and meat. Infamous for the coast to coast diagonal drop kick at like well over 6 feet tall, and like he's got to be pushing 250
with all the ring mats pulled back, hitting just the boards. The man's a psycho. He's doing top rope Ranas with other guys who are 6 feet on a regular basis. He is a monster. He's a real killer in there. So we're very excited to be having Jesse B at this show.
Yeah, there's this whole like, obviously with Reg being in Oakland, there's limited access for him to see a lot of Canadian wrestlers. So like every time I get to expose him to someone like, a Jesse V or, Fresh Air, just the wealth of talent that exists in Ontario here, Gabriel Fuerza, Von Vertigo, yourself, there's so many people around here.
I watched that that match in the Alpha One match with that tag team match, and I was like, this is my type of work right here.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are they're going to be going big places big time and real quick. Fresh Air is a real talented couple of guys.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So I do have and we do in the video description here have the ticket link for Brantford Wrestling Show.
I appreciate that.
So if you go down to the video description, if you're able to get out to Brantford next Friday, June 7th, then you can see Pretty Ricky in this dog collar match. You can see an insane Hoss fight. Is there anything else that you've got announced on the card that you want to let people know about?
Absolutely. We got a couple of big time matches. You mentioned Gabriel Fuerza, and he's really the next guy in Ontario. So it was Josh Alexander, and he got picked up to TNA Impact. He became their champion stud. It was Speedball Mike Bailey, and he's going right up the card as well. The next guy in line is Gabriel Fuerza. And Gabriel Fuerza is going to be in a triple threat that you never knew you needed to see. He's up against Van Landen and Bruce Thunderstein. And I'm very excited about this because both Van Landen and Bruce Thunderstein are seen as two guys who are really on the up and rising here on the Ontario scene. Both for very different reasons. So that's going to be the kind of triple threat that you have to see to believe. I'm very excited about it. Gabriel Fuerza is about that. As athletic as anyone on the scene. I think he's going to turn out something tremendous in that triple threat. We also have the new stud on the scene, Johnny DeLuca, who I got big hopes and dreams for. This is a kid who I've known since he was like a chubby little 16-year-old. And man, has he turned himself around. He just graduated from college. He's an absolute stud now. He's 6 feet tall. He's got great gear. And he's got a really good tan. The man knows what he's doing. Yeah, Johnny DeLuca is going to be going up against Stratosphere. Stratosphere has been on a bit of a break recently. He's been on taking some time away from wrestling. We're the show that got him back. So I'm very excited, despite the fact that he's hit me with a steel chair or two, that he's going to be coming in to take on Johnny DeLuca. Those two guys are going to have an absolute classic of a matchup. As well, we have ourselves a female match, which we got to get into it because there's been a hell of a problem here. It was originally scheduled to be Miley versus Alexia Nicole. Unfortunately, Alexia Nicole has suffered a terrible injury, and it's nothing she actually did. I believe it was something found. Regardless, I don't want to get into the medical problems when it's not mine, but she's going to be out for some time. She's not able to make this show, and we wish her all the best in her recovery as quickly as possible. We're seeing some terrible things in terms of the timeline, maybe not until December, if then. So that's a real shame because that is a young lady who has a tremendous amount of talent and who has been rising on the scene. She's been on Impact, AEW, Ring of Honor. She's been all over, it's a real shame to see it as she's so young and working so hard. So we wish Alexia all the best. But in that vein, we have to try and find a replacement. And the number one thing that I've been told from different promoters and different bookers, if such a situation like this happens, the replacement needs to be as good, if not bigger, than the original. And it is damn hard to try and replace a person like Alexia Nicole.
Very
I don't know
hard
if it's possible, but that means that maybe I have to go outside of my regular resources in the local area. Maybe I have to draw on some of the people from outside of these. And I can't drop the name yet, unfortunately, because I don't have it confirmed. But I can say that we're talking to people who are currently on television. It's the best thing that I can give you to try and help out in the situation with Brantford. So I really do apologize deeply because Alexia was advertised, but obviously her health is paramount, number one, and more important than any of this. So we really do wish her the best. And we will have that replacement to you as public as possible, as quickly as we can. Thank you so much for your patience. And I got one more. I got it locked up. I got it ready to go. It's Mark Wheeler, the Golden Gun. Same thing, AEW, Impact, Ring of Honor. He's been on all these places because he's the kind of guy in the local scene who's getting looked at to genuinely take those contract spots. And he's going up against
super talented
Bryce Hansen. This is the first time ever that these two have battled. Bryce Hansen, he's been bouncing around. The kid's 19 years old. He's gone to California to the New Japan Dojo. He's gone to Florida to train with TJ Wilson and Natty Neidhart, and he bounces back to Canada to train with us. The kid is a stud, and I can't believe he's not signed now. He's got a long blonde mullet and big shoulders and a tremendous six-pack. So the kid, when he was in California, they were all surprised he wasn't already signed in New Japan, and honestly, so am I. This is a first time ever matchup with Golden Gun Mark Wheeler versus their young lion Bryce Hansen, and we're so proud to have this here in Brantford. It is also a number one contendership matchup, so whoever wins this is the next guy in line for the Brantford Wrestling Championship. We got big stakes in Brantford, we got bright lights, and we got a big time coming on Friday, June 7th. Thank you so much for the airtime to be able to say this.
Oh, I'm happy to give it to you.
It's a pretty sick card.
You need airtime to just do anything. Like, Jesus, you should be hosting. You should be hosting this show, Ricky. God damn.
If I could be sat down in a fashion, I would love to have a show, but it is not possible for myself. I've tried repeatedly and I failed routinely. So I commend you guys to be able to stick to it.
Hey, you know, I was gonna wait to bring this up, but you know, we've talked about C4 so much, it could have something to do with you know, the very first interaction that I had with you, Ricky, was I reached out to you a long while ago. Indeed was still on bodyslam.net at the time, but we were having Mark Polisola from C4 on to celebrate their 15th anniversary. So that was like the fall of 2022. I know it was because I had to go really far back to find the email to get this video out of it so I could screenshot it. But you sent us a congratulatory video for him, and were you clothed?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Like, all I can remember is like, I'm like, oh, cool. We got some I got some responses on this. I wonder what Ricky said. And I opened it up and I was like, I have to watch this very carefully because depending how far the camera might pan down, I might not be able to play it.
I remember you telling me about this and I was like, that sounds insane.
I told Mark, yeah. I was like, Pretty Ricky sent me the most Pretty Ricky video for you.
You know, it's funny when you started going down that conversation, I was like, oh, what did I do here now? I could tell I was kind of in trouble. I mean, honestly, I was thinking, did I send in like a half-hearted message? Was I kind of tired and sounded like I wasn't into it all?
No.
That would really embarrass me. You're just showing off how good I look in that photo. So come on, I look great.
No, opposite of half-hearted, super enthusiastic, so enthusiastic.
Fully hearted.
Fully hearted.
You know, and the energy that you bring is it's pretty insane. And you know, something I see a lot of around here in Ontario is some wrestlers get different reactions promotion to promotion depending where they go. Not so much with you. You're essentially universally beloved across Ontario and everywhere I've seen you wrestle so far.
You know, it's the irony of ironies. I've wanted nothing more than to be a bad guy wrestler my whole life. And I cannot for the life of me figure out how to go out there and have these people not like me. It's the craziest thing. They seem to dig what I do. And God, I love being there so much.
Right. Could you make a conscious effort to maybe flip them? Has that been
the best thing I can say is when I got started, I was doing the northern tours through like the Northwest Territories, Upper Manitoba, Alberta, the kind of places that nobody goes. They're 24 hours to the local Walmart. So it's quite a hike. We were driving over ice roads to get there, had a blast doing them. I learned a tremendous amount, but up there, they're a little further removed, maybe modern pop culture or what's appropriate and not appropriate based on modern parlance, whatever. But they seem to not like me right away. Something about the way I walked out, they just did not care for the way I walked. But as soon as I did the exact same thing in Toronto, I was loved. They would cheer for me. So sometimes I try to, but honestly, it just feels so disingenuous at this point in my life. I've grown up, matured as a man, as a performer. So going out there and saying, oh, I don't want to be here. It's like, I really am having the best day of my life being allowed to be here. So it's hard for me to cause a stink.
Love it. And speaking of love in the chat, God, Puff.
Come on, we got Puff in the chat. Let's go, Puffers. Right. Puffers was supposed to be on this show. I absolutely bombed the date. I had to reschedule. He's literally the only person I had booked on the original card, but I let him down, and the venue made me switch the date. So he's on Black Label Pro, which is a much better show to be on if you can be. Black Label Pro is sweet, and it's awesome. But also, Brantford, we got a hell of a crowd, and those people would love Puff. I do get a little bit bummed out. The Puff's not on this one, but we will get him. I will say that, you know, I ran the first show, the Albright show we were talking about, and I didn't even reach out to Puff because everyone was working for free. You know, this was a very local show, but Puff made the drive out just to hang out and see everyone and just to help support the cause. So Puff is a great guy. I am so lucky. I'm so honored to be able to tag with him. He's a tremendous, tremendous person. So my life has significantly improved knowing Puff, and I'm so bummed out that he's not able to be on Brantford Wrestling, but we will get him because the people of Brantford deserve him.
Because I love you, mother.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Oh, man. Puff.
Friend of the show. We love Puff.
Friend of the show. He's been. He's definitely been here a couple of times. You know, hey, if you look, if you can't make it to Brantford next Friday, you've got the link to join us in your DMs, sir. Feel free. But, you know, it definitely is someone that, like, it's just impossible to find a bad thing to say about Puff. Like, someone I've very much on my, you know, on
and
my
if
own
they do,
end.
You're being a hater. Like, if you could find something, I'm like, dude, you're a big hater that you found. Like, what?
I'm a big fan of Dark Side of the Ring, and they were talking about Hacksaw Jim Duggan and saying, if you have a problem with Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you're probably the problem. And it's the same thing with Puff. Like, come on, if you got a problem with Puff, you're probably the problem.
Were there people that had problems with Hacksaw Jim Duggan? I'm like, that sounds crazy.
I don't know, but look at it. I'm a better wrestler because I get to share the ring with Ricky.
Get out of here. Do you guys see that Sabu clip of Puff? Man, I watched it for the first time today. He got rocked in the back of the head.
No, I haven't seen this.
Yes. Yes. I'll try to find
Sabu's
it if you guys...
won a TDT. Boom. They're the jacked up French guys on GCW. The other one picks up the same chair, bounces it off Puff's head, but you can see it ricochet off the front of his head into the back of his head. It's not a pretty looking one. Fortunately, he didn't get cut up because my boy is gorgeous.
I've got it.
Not
here.
A pretty looking one.
I've got it here. Hang on. Hang on a moment.
This is indeed.
I think I got us. Give me a second.
Okay.
It was definitely on Puff's Twitter recently. I think I reshared it. I could be wrong about that.
Yep. No, I've got it right here. I just need to move some things because I set up my monitors in a different way.
I'm on the air producing. That's how it is. That's what life is like.
The amount of times when I was trying to do podcasts that just like my audio wouldn't work from one week to the next. I could hear people, but they couldn't hear me. It's plugged in the exact same way as last time. I don't know what changed here.
All right, here we go. We got this.
Round title.
Boom. Beautiful. I got chopped there.
Nice one.
Wow. You can see it wrap around.
Second bounce.
Alexia Nicole for the underground title.
That 4 second bounce was just awful. Oh, that's so tragic. Yeah.
That hurt.
Puff. Damn, Puff.
Hit me like 6 to 7 times.
That chair hit me like 6 to 7 times in the face and head within this.
It looks like he tried to get his arm up, but the chair was like, excuse me, arm. I want to hit your head some more.
Hit you with this like speed bag combo on the way down for sure. You know what though? I'll redeem you, Puff. I've got one for you. I've got one for you because you know, I did also happen to bring my camera with me on my trip to C4. So,
somebody hit you with a chair too?
No, thank. Oh God, no, that would have sucked.
You got to watch yourself at C4. Anything can happen.
I mean, you know, look, things come flying.
Sabu, boom. Oh.
See,
Young Jay Lee did the first ever. Here we go. Rock shot. Big deep Puff drop shots. Tommy Dubois is making his return. He's getting beat up. Don't worry about it.
Beautiful. Just got Puff going ham with the Croc. Sadly, because of, you know, triple threat shenanigans, you guys, a whole bunch of kerfuffling and shuffling at the end. And sadly, we don't have Triple Dragon as the C4 tag team champions anymore.
Yeah,
this is
allegedly and supposedly. We'll see what we can do.
I think, you know, I... Hey,
I
champions
think we're in line for the Underground Championship, quite frankly. I think we're in real contendership here for the Underground Championship. In my head, Puff's going for the belt. I'm the coach. Maybe I'm going for the belt. Puff's the coach. Maybe we both win the belt. I don't know. Maybe we just stab Benjamin Tull. Whatever we have to do, whatever needs to be done.
Yeah, who's to say that like the two of you couldn't freebird that title back and
Thank
forth
you.
Together?
Nobody right? said you couldn't. Nobody said you couldn't.
It's the Underground title. That implies some kind of like, you know, some off the wall obscure rules, you know, perhaps or something.
And who is more of the modern day Freebirds other than Triple Dragon? Come on.
Okay.
I love proclamations on our show. You're like, we could be champions here. That's all. We like to declare things so people know what's about to happen in the future, you know?
Is there so I know the Triple Dragon.
You want positivity, you got to envision it to have exactly. it.
I know the Triple Dragon is an acronym, but I always mess it up. What is it?
Oh, you're really putting me on the spot here. This is definitely Puff.
Puff, like, just he throws it out like
two righteous individuals performing ludicrous, existential, Oh, you're killing me here.
We got triple out.
We got triple. I couldn't tell you.
It's okay.
I'll get there. Against genuine opposition now. I couldn't tell you what DR stands for.
Destruction.
Oh, it's not.
It is. Up to say destruction.
Is it not dread? Destruction. Rallied against genuine opposition now. I remember the last two. DR definitely coming for a spin.
Hey, that's what tag teams are for, you know? When,
that's a hell of a name.
I
really thought it was dread. I'm sorry.
You said dread or destruction. It could be
dread or destruction, either words. Okay, cool. Okay. So interchangeable. Mm-hmm. Interchangeable dread and destruction. Amazing. Also, yes, Triple Dragon is an acronym. I saw it spelled like capitalized with periods in between all the letters before, and I was like,
the proper way to spell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Learn something new every day.
I have not been seeing that on a lot of posters.
No. Some people don't get it. We're working on it. Yeah. So that's a learning curve for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. I'm trying to catch up on Puff's chats, but I think he's just I think he's just continuing to fill
it. I have gone too far. I might have upset him. Whoops.
Triple Dragons versus D-Generation X, the dream match. Yeah, that is a dream match.
Okay.
I think the D has been both of these words at different times. Okay, that makes sense.
I would take on DX, but I would need Shawn Michaels to grow his hair back. I will not wrestle bald Shawn Michaels. That's a rule.
No. Yeah, bald HBK, not the same.
You can't wrestle Triple H anyway, so you'd have to be like, it would have to be like HBK and Sexy Red.
No, I think I could take on Triple H. I think I could win.
Well, I don't think he can actually wrestle.
He can't physically take you on.
That's why I'm saying I can physically take
him. That's why you could win. Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. That's why I could win.
You see that guy? He's enormous. I can't take him on regularly. Come on.
Yeah,
I need year 2000 Shawn Michaels and 2024 Triple H. It's the only way.
Triple H fears Ricky. There we go. Put that on the side and take it to AEW. They'll take it.
They'll take it from you.
it took my Triple H years, by the way.
Well, because
I get it. that is a thing at Branford Wrestling. We do not confiscate signs. That's been declared. So you know, please bring it. Freedom. It's all there for you.
Honestly, more signs in wrestling. I don't see enough of them at indie shows. Although I saw like several at C4. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I see a lot of like pieces of paper that have been printed off, but actual like Bristol board full signs. I get it because it's not the bowl seating, you know. So you're really
right. I would say it's a little bit annoying.
It's kind of screwing everyone behind you. So you know what? Actually, no less signs at indie shows unless it's in an arena with bowl seating.
Just make more noise at the indie show. More noise than sign.
More love, more energy, more nicotine. Bring it out. Come on, boys.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, like, you know, we talked about C4 a lot. We talked about Barry Wrestling tagging with Puff. I wanted to ask you, about Barry Wrestling, because I know, you know, obviously you guys had a great run there. You're there quite often. So what's your experience at Barry been like? Because that's somewhere I've been really trying to get out to. But
I love Barry.
I haven't been able to get there yet. Problem.
It's really weird because it's one of the places that, like, when I was just starting in wrestling, I aspired to be there. I wanted to be there. Their graphics, their matches were so cool. Everything was so well done that I wanted to be a part of it. And now I am kind of a part of it, and I'm like routinely on the poster. So it's a really weird feeling to see that progression within wrestling and to make those steps. But Barry Wrestling is a very cool place. Me and Puff had a hell of a run there as tag team champions, looking to get them back. But it's one step at a time. It's a weird time in Barrie. It's a bit of a transition, but you know, still having a great time at Barrie. I do recommend everyone go to that show. It's a very good show.
Hell yes. And we have some. Oh, hang on. I knew there was a question in the chat I missed earlier, and it was, while we were sorting out the Triple Dragon name, what did Ricky do with his piggy in the bank, Big Ben?
I'm waiting to cash it in, baby. These things don't expire. Now, Money in the Bank expires in a year. Everyone knows that. You have to cash it in before 1 year when you win the thing. That has never been established for Piggy in the Bank. So as far as I can tell, these rules are all in play, and the opportunity for Ricky to pick up gold around Ontario is still existing. It's still happily having it. So it's all a matter of lining it up and waiting for the right moment to strike.
It has
like a
been
viper.
It has been a hot minute since we've seen Pretty Ricky up at Crossbody.
Come on, come on. You know, it's been a while.
Upper does end on Friday. Final Uproar is on Friday, Ricky.
Heartbreaker.
That's a heartbreaker.
Tough one. Hell of a moment to strike.
Tough one.
Yeah. No, it's sorry. It's weird that you say that because it has been a while since I've been a crossbody. Puff's been there, and it feels like recently, as I go places, Puff's not there. When Puff's there, I'm not there. And there was a while where we were on every show together. So we haven't been on the same show in quite a while, except for C4, which was like the first time in a month and a half that we had seen each other, maybe 2 months. And that's quite a time for us. In terms of getting back to crossbody, though, might start looking at what my Friday's there, because if there's gold on the table, boys, there's gold on the table. Never leave gold on the table. Come on.
Never leave gold on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Or is there like a trend? Like if Puff can, maybe you could transfer it to him. Maybe he could get his thing off.
Well, we're back to the Freebirds thing. And again, yeah, I think if there's anybody in wrestling that can do it, it's me and him. I think we're right in line for that. We got to start moonwalking maybe, and they'll let us start switching those things around. Because, you know, I got a stack of gold that just kind of sits around in my living room. And I know Puff's got a similar thing. So the idea of being able to swap them between the two of us, other than the border does pose a couple of problems for us. Yeah. Why not defend these things a little bit more internationally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't make you pay like duties and taxes for bringing the belts back and forth, though, right?
If they find that belt, they're going to cause a real stink about it. They think I'm smuggling something, and then they come across 20 pounds of gold. It's a whole issue for them.
No, they're only going to have a problem with it if it's you bringing the belt down to Buffalo. If Puff brings the belt up this way, they're like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Go wrestle up there, man. Have fun.
Take your receipts back. We don't want to see them. Get in the country. Get in the country. Yeah, I'm getting real tired of that. Yeah, the Americans got a real lucky break on that, and they got better cereal. So it's, you know, I'm not trying to be a hater, but I am jealous. I will say I got a little bit of the Green Monster in me on that one.
Oh, that's fair. Man. Look, there's a lot of things that get me like there's a lot of reasons where I'm like, OK, I'm glad I live in Canada. You know, like I look through the window of, you know, the window to America. But then. Some of those restaurants and brands of food and shit that aren't available here, I'm just like, this is evil. Like, it is evil that they have access to this, and we're just like, this little strip of land is like, no, we won't build a restaurant
again,
up there.
Again, I think we've had this conversation many times on this podcast. You guys could have the great cereal if I could go to the hospital and not.
Overrated. Let me tell you, anything I can tell you about the Canadian healthcare system, overrated. All right. You think I wouldn't trade that for a Cracker Barrel? You're out of your mind. Okay. I'll take it. You can have it, baby. The legend of the Canadian healthcare system has been much exaggerated. Don't be fooled. Okay.
All right. I'm at the doctor's once a year, maybe. I would be at Wingstop once a week.
Easily.
Okay, easily. You guys are making a point.
Easily. Now, last time I went to my doctor, he told me you shouldn't be here for this problem. It should be a more serious problem. Come back when it's more serious.
Our sacks are only held back by the imaginary borders put in place by faux government agencies. That's right.
Word.
Creamy coconut. Okay, hey, Puff.
Hey, you know what? Good call.
Puff, look, I don't know when the next time I'm going to see you is, but...
Why is everybody obsessed with this soda?
I just have to try it because I'm a big fan
of flavors.
I don't really like coconut, I guess. I love DP. Like, all right, you guys. I like Dr. Pepper a lot, and I love DP. But, I mean, coconut flavor? I don't know.
Coconut DP cream pies? I'm in. Puff, what was that drink from the UK? You put it on Twitter. What was that drink from the UK? It was Blue Dr. Pepper, something like that?
What?
When is Michael Oku coming back?
When is Oku coming back?
That's a great question.
Did he leave? Is he gone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because he wrestled C4 Friday. I don't know what Saturday was, and then he wrestled at Smash on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Which can't wait to see that match too. He wrestled Von Vertigo at Smash. That was fire.
That'd be great.
That sounds sick.
Yeah. Hey, here's a great question out of the chat. Pretty Ricky, have you ever gone in a body of water during a wrestling match?
Have I ever gone in a body of water during a wrestling match? Man, it's come up, like the potential of it, a couple of times. One time I was at one of those reserve death match, death tour shows that we were doing, and there was a doc right at the end of it. I wasn't the guy who got plunged. I was definitely in a triple threat with Puff where he wanted to put me in water, and I did absolutely everything I could to refuse that, so I did not let him slam me into water, so that definitely didn't happen. I feel like I've definitely been in a pool in full gear. I know that happened, but I don't know if that was a match or if I was just dicking around during the pandemic. So I couldn't tell you positively on that one. Aaron, when you asked that question, did you have the answer loaded up? Did you already know? Feels like you might have the clip.
Yeah, you might have the clip.
You said the word pandemic, and it made me think of your pandemic promos, and those were awesome. Oh, my God.
There was a couple of good ones in there. I was very happy about that. It came from such a real place because I was genuinely heartbroken. Trying to have some creative outlet with it. It did eventually taper off into just pure depression. So that was awful. And I'm very happy we're done that. But there were some glimmers of artistic integrity during that time.
It's like wrestling's Bo Burnham inside.
Yeah.
It started out great and it got real dark. Yeah.
The emotions were going
absolutely.
That would be the quote. Yes, Puff trying to get me in there. Absolutely not. Not happening.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
What if he had talked to you before the, like, if you set it up before the match and like we're gonna end up here? Is it because it was mid-match that you were out of it?
No, it's because I was in my gear. I was already rolling around in goose poop. We had wrestled for an hour across the downtown of Barrie, so I did not want to mess up my gear. Now I look back and it's like, well, all gear fades and dies eventually. But at the time, it was like my only set, and I was deeply in love with it, so I wasn't going to take that plunge.
That makes a lot of sense.
Up and coming wrestler, one set of gear. I can't, dude. I can't be in a lake.
I've grown, I've learned, and now I have gear that I would jump in a lake with. So it's, you know, it's a matter of learning. And now, ironically, I film a lot of my stuff in the Grand River in Brantford. So I'm quite routinely in there in full gear and just even in this purple suit, you know, and life goes on.
There's actually a promotional video for Brantford Wrestling where I may have got the clip of you rolling down the hill for the intro video today. And I was watching that and I was like, you're lighting off fireworks in your underwear in the lake or in the river. You know, there's a nice passing shot of you just pensively staring off towards the river with pantless. It was some really poignant shit.
We have a local media producer, Camp Bay Media, incredible videographer. He came out. He's a big sponsor of Brantford Wrestling, and he wanted to help as much as he could with our promotional material. So we got drone shots of me running around the Civic Center like a lunatic. It's more professional than anything I've ever done outside of maybe Dark Side of the Ring, and it was quite the experience. We're very happy with how that all turned out. And, you know, we got a general rule with promotion around Brantford. It's not everybody has to come to the show, but everybody in this city has to be aware that we're doing a show. So if that means I got to get in my underwear and light out some fireworks in the river, then that's what I'm going to do to get everyone's attention. And thankfully, the city loves me enough that I haven't faced any repercussions for doing so. So, we've also lit off fireworks when the mayor was at a wrestling event and he just smiled and waved. So, life does keep going on. And thankfully, we haven't dealt with any of those kind of repercussions or consequences.
So you mentioned
I was going to say, you can mention Dark Side of the Ring here. I want to hear about that. You were a part of that?
I've been on a couple episodes now. I got an IMDb list that keeps growing, and I'm very happy to be working with those guys. It's a tremendous outfit, and it's one of the cooler things I've ever done. I don't love to admit it, but I'm a huge wrestling fan, so to be able to play those little pieces. And I was actually Chris Colt most recently, and that's somebody who I had never even heard of. But to dive into that character, learn all about that from that documentary, versus I was also Rob Black for the XPW episode. Whoa. And that stuff, I knew all about XPW. I was very deep on that, so I thought that was two sides of the same coin. But yeah, very cool experiences. The first time I walked onto the set for Dark Side of the Ring, it was as close to an outer body experience that I've ever had. It felt as though I had walked into a television because the room is lit the way that the show looks. Really felt like I was walking through a television. It was a really weird experience. Plus, I had just been watching all this XPW. So then all these guys lined up who looked like all the characters from XPW. It was like the most interactive fan camp of all time. It was bizarre.
That's insane. Rob Black, you got to cut off Messiah's thumb there. Huh?
Chopped it right off. Come on. It was great.
Wrestling was, man, we went through some interesting phases.
It used to be more real.
Oh, my God.
That's sick. How did you get involved with that, though?
They reached out to me. They film in Toronto. So they're looking at a lot of, people
who
try to match up the photos to local indie wrestlers, see who works. And they thought my chin matched up with a couple of guys and they got me in there. I haven't been pulled in to be Hulk Hogan or the British Bulldogs yet. So I'm waiting for that call. but I have been Chris Colt and Rob Black.
it is a really unique but cool opportunity that
it is
wrestling specifically has, provided some extra, access to for some talent in the area to do that just by, by the sheer coincidence of it having to be, you know, filmed out in this, you know, out in this area here. But the hearing, you know, hearing a bunch of people's, you know, we've heard a couple of people's experiences on it. It's just, you know, it's not something a lot of people thought they'd find their way into. And then it's like, lo and behold, you know.
No, you, for sure. And
whoever, you know, thought you would play Rob Black.
I never would have dreamed it. You couldn't have told me that. There's a lot of filming that goes on in Toronto, but, you know, rarely does it cross paths with professional wrestling, which a lot of these people are gifted in those ways. So the idea that they would makes some sense. But it really took the operation of Darkside to make that happen. But that makes me very excited for the Who Killed WCW series that's coming out, because that just means opportunity for more local guys. And I love seeing that.
Hey,
gotta love it. Who could you play in WCW then?
Kevin Nash, Goldberg.
Yeah. There's no thought about it. Kevin Nash or Goldberg.
Look at me, come on.
Honestly,
Hogan's the same way I do.
Hogan's still on the table for you there, even.
Yeah. Well, he was a little skinnier back then, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. True.
Can't do it. It's got to be the big Hogan. Hogan.
I'm not gonna sell myself out.
Kevin Nash or Goldberg.
Hey, Scott Hall was a large man too.
That's true. He's underrated. He's enormous when you actually see him.
Yeah, big dude.
Yeah, like. Yeah, I always find out his height, and I'm like, it's weird to me. It's because he was always standing beside Kevin Nash,
so, but like, who was also a fucking giant, you know?
So it's like, yeah, the dude who's like, you know, 6'5" is actually going to look pretty, you know, not, he's going to look shorter just by nature of it. But yeah, you think about it, it's like, no, that's a tall fucking guy.
You watch any of the wrestling from that era, and it's like, those referees are not short men. Those are normal sized people. Right, and all the dudes around him are just giants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true too. Especially when you see like a taller ref in there too, then you're like, damn.
Yeah, it all starts to blend at that point. But yeah, those dudes are like all pushing 7. It's they're crazy tall. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So something you mentioned earlier too, as well, is Campaign Media being a sponsor of the show next week. Before we head out of here, I do want to let you remind everybody of the show, get some plugs in. But if there's any sponsors or people helping you out with the show, that you want to acknowledge or give them a shout out, I'd say this would be a good time to do that.
Oh, I would love to run through those real quick. So we've had tremendous support from our local city. We're very happy about it. So Camp Bay Media has reached out and been a very big help, as well as Avenue Lighting here in Brantford. They've been a tremendous sponsor and are bringing us our female match. We also have Terry Summerhays Real Estate Group, who we're very happy to have on board. Very proud of that sponsor, as well as SKM Promotions. SKM is a promotion that has run wrestling shows in the past. They're currently running concerts, but they always do a big league, big time feel. So we're very happy to have them on the team. They were originally the team that brought me a match with Colt Cabana. So that kind of kickstarted my career, and I was very happy to have that. So thank you to SKM. Our big sponsors are Brantford Apparel, who bring all of our t-shirts and clothing, all that set of stuff when we're going to be at the show, as well as RD DiPaolo Heating and Cooling. So any HVAC necessary in the Brantford area, it's all to RD DiPaolo, and we do greatly appreciate them, as well as Altitude Coffee Roasters. They're a late addition to our team, but we're very excited to have them. Popeye Supplements, because we got a lot of jacked dudes on our team, and we need to make sure that they stay jacked and juicy for our big show. And Watermark Boards, who are doing tremendous work throughout the city. So we're very happy to have all of our sponsors on our team. We're very excited to be working with this many people within our city. And we're just we're so proud of the support that we're able to generate within our city for a good cause.
I'm sorry, Puff. Has it been brought up that Matt Cardona said Ricky was the best promo on the indies?
Really?
Come on, baby! Come on!
We should talk about that. That's slipped by my research. Thank you, Puff. Awesome tag team partner of Ricky.
We should talk about that.
Yeah, we should talk about that, because it's like the Canadian thing, you know, really. I think if more people in America saw Ricky come on. If you're watching this, I'm sure you've become a fan already.
Thank you.
Like, how did that? Like, how, what, so please do tell us about that.
So again, I'm embarrassed to say how big of a wrestling fan I am, but back in 2011, when I was far too old to be watching wrestling, but I was still, you know, going out to parties on the weekend, I was trying to get girlfriends, and I was coming home to watch wrestling. So it was quite a mix for me at the time. It really was. And I was Broski of the Week. I put in a lot of work. I made a video. I was rapping. I was Broski of the Week, and I did it before the WWE took over his YouTube channel. So I was very excited about that. I was very happy to have that. Flash forward all these years later, huge inspiration. He's been on a hell of a tear ever since he got onto the indie scene. He did that death match with Nick Gage, and I was as hooked into it as I was when I was a child watching Zack Ryder. So huge fan of Matt Cardona. Finally, he ends up at Destiny in Oshawa. He's the biggest thing on the indies. I'm very excited to see it. And admittedly, I don't end up watching a lot of indie wrestling, despite the fact that I'm on all these shows. I'm usually in the bag, have a shower, work on merch. There's a lot going on, and I don't get to see a tremendous amount of wrestling. When I heard his music play, I knew I absolutely needed to watch this. So I saw him and Tarek tear it up across Oshawa. A great match, a great learning lesson for myself of what it is that I'm aspiring to be. And it turns out at the end of the show, I spoke to him. I told him that same story. He was excited to know that I was a Broski of the Week and to see where all those fans of his from years ago have grown to be. But he also let slip that he saw my promo and was blown away with what I was able to produce inside of the ring. So I, like a child, slipped that onto the internet, onto Twitter immediately to try and get myself more followers. And I did. Most importantly, Matt Cardona started following me as well. So the man gets it. The man likes the hustle. And I greatly appreciate his body of work. So I'm hoping to work with him down the line. And if I'm being completely honest, the idea that I was a former Broski of the Week and now getting to wrestle Matt Cardona, it does seem like there's something just maybe poetic about doing that. So if I can slip it into the right person's ear and try to make that thing happen, what I could produce in terms of promotional materials heading into that, I feel like it might just be something special. But we can't count our eggs before they hatch or our chickens before they're spicy and deep fried. So I don't want to say anything that's too far out of my league, but maybe just putting that into the energy, into the universe of making a potential thing happen.
Hey, manifest destiny, right?
We're trying our best here.
Did Mike not see that tweet? No, Leashy, I smoke too much weed. I miss things like a lot. Even when I try to go do research, I'm just like, shit'll find its way by me. It's okay, it happens.
All the time.
We're only human.
Like I missed the show. Human. I was high the whole time.
He tweeted too. Again, yeah. Puff. You know me. And I agree. This does need to happen.
And we need to have Matt Cardona on Indeed also.
Bring him on. I'll fight him here.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. There we go. Manifest that, too. All right, Ricky, though. So we did go through your sponsors. If you got any other dates you want to plug or anything, let the people know where they can find you.
Friday, June 7th in Brantford. That's what we're looking for. If you're looking for violence, you're going to find it in a dog collar match with Ricky Wilde in the center of a ring in Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Brantford Wrestling, we're very excited to have you. Tickets are on Eventbrite, or you can try to find them at the door, but I'm being honest with you, they're moving quickly. So Friday, June 7th is the date. We're looking at Eventbrite for a ticket. Brantford Wrestling's the name. We're so excited to have you. I will be across Ontario, back and forth across the country before too long, I promise, all throughout my dates. So please do check that out. You can follow me at ProWilde. ProWilldy on all social media platforms. I do greatly appreciate that. And you can follow Brantford Wrestling at BTFD Wrestling. That's at BTFD Wrestling. Thank you so much for your support across all social media platforms. Really does mean the world to me.
Hell yeah. And, obviously, Reg, where can everyone find you at, my guy?
At Righteous Reg on all your dumb social media places that I hate and I'm never at, but you can find me there. Tonight, I'm on the Dynamite post show. We're an hour later because Denise is going to be at the show, so I'm sure I'll smoke too much weed before then and it'll be extra fun. Every Saturday I'm on with Philip Lindsay, the Grab City podcast, and Matt Cardona. Come be on our show, dude.
Yeah, that. Of course, for myself, you can find me, it's right there, Mike from Indeed. I talk about independent wrestling here every week with Reg. Thanks again to Pretty Ricky Wilde for joining us, coming to talk about some Brantford Wrestling and all of his wonderful, wonderful endeavors across Ontario and the world. What do we have coming up? Let's see. I'm going to be out in the world. I'm going to go to Crossbody on Friday. I'll be at Pro Wrestling Ontario on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out a way to get to Brantford next Friday, because I would like to go see Brantford Wrestling.
Thank you.
If you're heading out there from Hamilton, slide me in your back seat. I'd love to go. And I don't know where else I am going physically coming up, but next week, Cole Radrick's gonna probably come hang out with us, I think. I don't know. I gotta check my DMs from him, but if not, someone will be here. We'll figure it out. And then we have a very fun guest later on this month. The final Wednesday of the month, is it? Yes, it is. It'll be Wednesday, June 26th. It'll be a pre-recorded interview. Won't be live, but we'll be joined by Daniel McCabe. So be here to check that one out. Because yeah, he'll be chatting with us before he does his final run of dates in Ontario that following weekend.
Sick.
Take care of yourselves. Peace and love. Go see some independent wrestling. Tickets for Brantford Wrestling are in the video description below. Alexia Nicole's merch link is in the video description below. Show some support for, you know, all things independent wrestling. Love you. See you next week.
Thank you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.